From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama has ordered an investigation into several cyber attacks blamed on Russia during this year's election. White House Deputy Spokesman Eric Schultz said the review would look at the tactics, the targets, the key actors, and the U.S. government's response to the recent email hacks, as well as incidents reported in previous elections. He added that this is not an attempt to change November's result.
So as we've made clear, we are committed to ensuring the integrity of our elections, and this report will dig into this pattern of malicious cyber activity timed to our elections, take stock of our defensive capabilities, and capture lessons learned to make sure that we brief members of Congress and stakeholders as appropriate.
U.S. intelligence officials had accused Russia of hacking into Democratic officials' email accounts in an attempt to interfere with the presidential campaign. In the months leading up to last month's vote, email accounts of Democratic Party officials and a Hillary Clinton campaign aide were breached. Emails were leaked to WikiLeaks, and embarrassing and private emails had been posted online. President-elect Donald Trump spoke at a rally in the southern state of Louisiana Friday, campaigning for Republican John Kennedy in the nation's final Senate race. Trump told supporters in the state capital Baton Rouge that we need John in Washington and urged them to turn out to vote on Saturday. Meanwhile, in New York Friday, former Mayor Rudy Giuliani said that he has taken himself out of consideration for a place in the Trump cabinet. Giuliani, a longtime Trump supporter, was considered a frontrunner in the race for Secretary of State, but would have faced tough questions over his overseas business ties. This is VOA News. U.S. and Russian officials are scheduled to meet Saturday in Geneva to discuss the situation in Aleppo, Syria. U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said that he hopes some resolution can be reached soon to let everyone who wants to leave get out of the besieged city.
How to arrange a safe exit or withdrawal from the eastern Aleppo of the fighters, all of them, and in addition to them also the population, those who want to live with them.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Friday that Russia and Syrian government forces will continue bombing Aleppo until rebels vacate the city. Speaking in Hamburg, Germany, Lavrov said reporters misunderstood a statement he made Thursday that seemed to imply there had been a full ceasefire declared in Aleppo. Also Friday, the 193-member United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution demanding an immediate end to attacks on civilians and all besieged areas in Syria. A similar resolution failed in the Security Council when Russia and China vetoed it. Meanwhile, Syrian civilians streamed out of eastern Aleppo seeking shelter from a relentless government campaign to drive rebels out of that city. Ghana's longtime opposition leader Nana Akufo-Addo has won the presidency on his third attempt by defeating incumbent President John Mahama. Mahama conceded defeat Friday evening and telephoned congratulations to Akufo-Addo. Mahama acted just before the Electoral Commission officially announced Akufo-Addo as the winner of the election. Charlotte Ose is with the Ghana Election Commission.
On the basis of the foregoing figures, and by the power vested in me as the chairperson of the Electoral Commission and the returning officer for the presidential election, it is my duty and my privilege to declare Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo as a president-elect of the Republic of Ghana.
Mahama was seeking a second term as Ghana's leader. The West African country is a major exporter of oil, gold, and cocoa. Akufo-Addo used Ghana's current economic woes as a main theme of his campaign, accusing Mahama and his government of incompetence. And a new report from the World Anti-Doping Agency says that more than 1,000 Russian athletes, including some medal winners, benefited from a systematic doping program in Russia. WADA investigator Richard McLaren said the conspiracy involved the Russian Sports Ministry, National Anti-Doping Agency, and Central Intelligence Service. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.